We are learning Mesechtes Yevamos with Daf Yudam and Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Yudam and Beis. Omalei Rav Shlokesh to Rabbi Yechanan. Now we're going to have a little further on as Omalei Rav Shlokesh to Rabbi Yechanan, and it's a comment to play over here also. So Omalei Rav Shlokesh to Rabbi Yechanan, Levi, the Omad the Inamik Tani. Lamaisa Levi says we do say cases of the E, because that's the case that he added on. The 16th case, Anusas Aviv, is a case of the E, where Ruvi married Anusas Aviv, which is Rabbi Yehuda, which is our Mishnah, holds a Chayim Elavim. So we do say cases of the E. So he says I have another case. The Levi Dama Dina Mektani lists the another case. The halacha is that if someone, for a regular case, Reuven Shimon, Reuven dies without children, his wife falls to Shimon. Shimon does Chalitza. There's other brothers also, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Reuven dies, his wife falls to Shimon, Shimon does Chalitza. The halacha is now that Shimon is not allowed to take that Yavam. He says, you know what, I made a mistake. I like that wife and I don't want to do Chalitza. You can't take her back. It goes into Issa Lav of Shalivna is Beis Achiv. That's what it is, a Lav. Now, as we see in this Gemara, a lot of lumdus over here, maybe after you do Chalitza, it turns into Eishes Ach. But because now it's not a mitzvah anymore, you did the Chalitza already. But still, it's Masvah's only alive. The Shal is the other brothers, Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun, to this lady who got Chalitza, do they have also a Leivne, or do they have a Isser Karis of Eishes Ach? It's a big nafmin if it's a lav or a Karis. That comes into play over here. But first, the case like this. Then why don't we say a case like this? Then he went ahead of the Karasha. So like this, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven died without children. His wife falls to Shimon. Shimon does Chalitza to Rachel. And then he says, you know what? I'm Karasha Rachel again. And then Shimon dies. And Shimon had another wife, had a co-wife also, had a different wife, Rachel and Bracha. So it's two wives. Okay, now Shimon dies. Shimon dies without children. The migu di iu asura tiras anami asira. Rav Shlokesh holds that this lady Rachel, who got chalitza, is also to the brothers bekaris eishes ach. So therefore, now when Shimon dies, Levi is also to Rachel beeishes ach. So Pat is the co-wife also. So if you say the e, so why is it the e? Because you're not really supposed to mekadesh your chalitza, but he did it. So if you say the e, you have another case. Umeis beloy banim the migu di iu asira tiras anami asira. So why didn't, so Shlokesh asked Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't you say another case? Have another case? So Rabbi Yechanan answered Shlokesh, Amalei lefisha ina b'tzara tzara. This case now passes of tzara tzara. Why not? Tzara tzara means that it's usually only an erva to one brother. And therefore, the other co-wife can marry a different brother, and then she has a tzara, and it falls again to that first one. For example, here, So here it's impossible here when Shimon dies and leaves over the chalutza with the other wife, with Rachel, no one can marry her. So it's never possible to have a tzara tzara, because none of the brothers, all the brothers have the same exact isra like he does. All the cases of Mishnah are specific to one brother. It's Kalosai, it's Benoi, it's Bas Benoi, Bitoi, Imoi, whatever, any case, always specific to him. This is a case, the erva happened from the marriage itself, from Shimon's marriage itself. So therefore, this is to every single brother. It's not specific to any one of the brothers. Therefore, it's not possible of Tzara Tzara. For example, let's say a case where Reuven's wife was a kalosoi of Shimon, and Reuven had two wives. So the other wife can't marry Shimon either, because Tzara Tzara. But either one of those two wives can marry Levi. And then, if the Tzara married Levi, and she had another co-wife, that's a Tzara Tzara. But here it's impossible to marry any of the brothers because everyone has the same Isser. There's an Isser of the Chalutza, is Isser Eshesach on the other brothers. And the other brothers have an Isser Eshesach on her. And therefore she's also the older brother. Therefore, Pat the Tzara. It's any bit Tzara, Tzara. It's clear? It's good? Velei Malei. So now, the cash like this. Why Rabbi Yechanan answered in Tzara Tzara? Like we said, there's a Chalutza Shaka Shem Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds, we'll see more in the world as we go along, but Rabbi Yechanan holds that when Shimon does Chalitza to Reuven's wife, it becomes Issa Lav to that wife, and Rabbi Yechanan knows every single brother is only Osav Lav on this lady, on this wife. Mashenkein, Rav Shlokesh holds only the Chalutza.
And on the Tzara?
The Tzara also, yes. And on the Tzara. Also, Olivna, on the Tzara. That's the Chiddush also. We'll see in the Gemara to talk it out on the Tzara. So look, everyone's a Shlichas for everyone else. That's the Lomdus of it. We'll speak of some Lomdus when we get there. But Akapanim, everyone is just alive for Rabbi Yechanan. The fear of Shlokesh, only the Chalutza itself is alive. Everyone else is Eishach Shloim Makam Mitzvah. So Rabbi Yechanan's question was that Lachaira, once Shimon the Chalitza to her, and then the Kedushin, and she falls to Levi, it's an Erva, and it's Sarah's Erva also. So Rabbi Yechanan said, no, that's any of it's Sarah's Sarah. Maraz Kashish, let Rabbi Yechanan say, it's anyway, it's Chayvi Lavin, so anyway it doesn't patter. Because by Chayr Lavin, Lacha is that if Chayr Lavin falls to you, you do Chalitza. You don't do Yibun, you do Chalitza. So, V'leimele Chayr Lavin, V'chayr Lavin, Chalitza V'yibuninu. So, Gemara answers the Devar Kamale. What? The question is like this. Rabbi Yochanan himself, the Shittasai, which we'll speak out in the Gemara in a second, holds that this Chalitza, to the other brothers, only us of Alav.
Okay, so you could...
So, if Chayr Lavin falls to someone, you have to do Chalitza Yibun.
So
Chalitza, not Yivam. So it should not be in the Mishnah. It says Patos v'Chalitza v'Yivam. Here's the Chayiv and Chalitza.
Is there a Chalitza?
What? No. No, it's a real. No, it's a real Chalitza. It's a real Chalitza. It's a real Chalitza. You can't do Yivam. You can't do Yivam. No. It says v'leim lechayla v'chayla v'nei Chalitza v'Yivuninu. I had this cash. I don't remember what to do with it. Yeah, it's a problem. What's Chalitza v'Yivuninu? What's Chalitza v'Yivuninu? I don't remember. But it's a problem because. So look, if you look at the Rashi of Avarnza, really, Rashi says Zukuka Hilis Yabim Ve'in Isilape Teres Mina Chalitza. Damachoyt Ishia Finan. Yeah, so it's really not. You don't do Yibum. Why don't you do Yibum? It's a good question because maybe it could be only the Rabbanon. The reason why you don't do Yibum. The reason is like this because Xayir Biru showed out to be a Shnia. The Gemara talks about Davchav. Yeah, it's a very good point that Yibum really in the Ma'aseh Yibum is Maaser, but it could be only the Rabbanon. There is a Tzara is the Rice also. Because the svar is that if it's usher to the own the svar that's usher to him, it's usher to you. There is a svar that it could be even deraisa. We have to see that chafam base for that. But akapanu chaylavin akapanu for sure have chalitza, and it says bnei chalitza v'yibun. And you're right, even though you don't do yibun maisa, but it's bnei chalitza v'yibun. Okay, he says like this. Dvarav Mara says he's saying the dvarav kamalei. Ledi chayv elavim chaylavin bnei chalitza v'yibun inu. Elo dida chayv ekrisin inu l'pishenim v'tzara tzara. Even for you, that's chayv ekrisin is still enim v'tzara tzara. That's why it's not considered in the first, not counted in the Mishnah. Now we're going to go and explain the machlokes v'yochanan and Rosh Lakish, and then we'll read the Gemara, the few lines that explains it, and then we'll say over just the Taisus Pshat and the Rashbis Pshat. Itma. Hacholitz liyavimtoy v'chaz v'kitcha. A regular classic case. Someone's cholitz liyavimtoy. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and let's say make Yehuda also. Four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven dies without children. Shimon does chalitza to the sivama. Then he's v'kadosh her again. Omer Ashlokish, who ain't a chayiv ala chalitza karis? He himself, Shimon himself, his own chalitza is not chayiv karis. It's only loyivne. But va'achim chayiv ala chalitza karis. The brothers means Levi and Yehuda are usher to this. Wife to this chalutza because she's the eshes ach of Reuven, and that makom mitzvah. And halatzara, the co-wife of Reuven. Reuven had two wives. One Rachel was done chalitza to, and the other co-wife bracha. Her name we call her bracha. She halatzara bein hu bein akve halatzara karas. Everyone's chayav karas on her. That's her shlaka shita. Rabbi Yechonah argues legamri. Rabbi Yechonah bein hu bein akim in a chayav le chalutza karas le halatzara karas. Not chayav. No, nothing is karas. Only thing is lab. And the Gemara explains. My time of the Rosh Lakish. Amakrash, Ale Yivne. It says there when you do Chalitza, it says there, we say, Kocha Ya'asa Le'ish, Ya'asa Le'ish, Asha Le'yivne is based Achim. So there's a lava Le'yivne. Kiyun Shle Bono, Shuv Le'yivne. Iyu Hu Dekar Yiv Le'yivne. Ava Achiv, Kedekai Mekai Me. They're back to square one. They have regular Eish Yisach. Only he has Le'yivne. Va'lo Dido Hu Dekar Yiv Le'yivne. And only on her, the one who felt the Yibum is Le'yivne. Hatzara, her co-wife, Kedekayim Mekayim, has the Eish Yisach. And we'll explain the Lomdus in a second, but that's what Shlaka says. Rabbi Yechon, Miyike Midi, the Mikari, Boy Haicholetz, Boy Haicholetz. The Maisa, you could have done Chalitza to either wife. Be Boy Haicholetz, Boy Haicholetz. You could have done to either brother. The Hashta Kerel of Akaras, they're all on Mokka Mitzvah. Ela Ihu, Shtuchus, the Achim Kavit, the one of those Chalitza is a Shlichus for everyone else, like everyone did Chalitza. And Ihu, Shtuchus, the Tzara Kavda, and one of the wives is a Shlichus for the other wife to do the chalitza for the other wife for the tzara. Now,
and therefore, it's only.
And there was only a chi of lav and leivne. Right. So the lomus is like this. The lomus of leivne goes like this. That really it should be eishes ach. So according to Taisvis, we'll say Taisvis and we'll say the Rav Pshat. According to Taisvis, every time yibum happens, really it's isse eishes ach. But the mitzvah yibum is doicha the eishes ach. So now, really, the makav is no yibum anymore. It reverts back to regular eishes ach. On everyone, eishes ach. The pasuk layivne is pasuk the case where it was took you away from the karis and gave you made it into lav. If you look at the lashon taisis der maskla ihu in the second line, it's better if I read it from lashon taisis. V'hashta ayase layivne lenatkom mikaris the lav. It's actually Ivna Lenatkum Mikar's Lav. It's not the Kar's Lav. It's only to him. All the other brothers that didn't have the chalitza or shlokas holds, they have regular shach. Rabbi Yechlin says no. Since everyone had a right to do the chalitza, including the tzara, therefore they all get this idea of lenatka makaros. That's Tosfos pshat. Now the Rashba has a very long pshat. Rashba has a different way. What?
I say the chalitza site. That has to be the same exact.
What? But
transaction. You want to call it that?
This is not. This is not. Say, look, I said. This is not. I say the chalitza site. This is not. This is just that.
You say you're taking it away.
No. No. Yeah. No. It's special because there's a custom. That's lo yivna. Right. That's lo yivna. It's lo yivna. Yeah. The Rashba says more like we would call lamda. She says the Rashba says that really when there's an afila liyibum, it becomes mutter. Eish zach is over. It's over. No eish zach anymore. Yibum says no eish zach. So right away, let's say Rabbi Yechonon, very geshmak. There's an afila liyibum. There's no eish zach anymore. There's no eish zach anymore. There's a new lav called layivna. Not layivna is limiting the lav of karas. It's the new lav of layivna. And therefore, every bra is a layivna. What's pshar and shlokish? Rishlokas Gavaldik says. He says, when I do chalitza, I was a megala that it was only the nefila to me. The one with the chalitza, the nefila was only to him. So everyone else has the eshach because they don't have the nefila. It's only the nefila to the person doing chalitza. And therefore, he does chalitza, he has layivna because he had a heter eshach and a new lav of layivna. But the other brothers never got a heter yibam because they never had a nefila to them. This is megala the nefila was to them. That's how the Raj learns. The Tosfos learns that really everything is a dechi, we call it a dechi, it's never a hetero, so really it's an eshach, yeah? Le'ivna is just manatek, the karos. Masha'in can give feed a Rajba, the different there, Nefila even makes a hetero. And then the chiddush Rajba is, that's Megal, that's just a little lumb this here. Let's go right there. But I'm talking to Shogaz Rechon over here, if it's karos on the brothers and the tzara, what? Le'ivna
is like come to tell you a lot. It's if you were a Jewish or Shlokish.
Yeah.
And it's part of, it's the part of what you're saying when someone does chalitza. It's not telling you not to do
I know, something. Right, I know, yeah, but still, after, it's a drasha. Once you do chalitza, you can't do more. There's other kashas of the Rashba they asked, that the Gemara before said, you have to have a special drasha to say that, v'lacha le'isha, now you can use a get. That's going to be a special drasha for that. Well, of course, if you're a Rashba, once you have a feel of Yibam, it's not an ishach anymore. It's a havamina there, that after, it's not really, even after you marry, you can still, the machzira, all those things. If you're a Rashba, what's the chiddush? We need a pasuk for that. Okay, that's kashas, but that's not for now. It's not to get into for now. Okay. Yochanan has a kasha l'ar shlokas like this. Acholitz yivimtoin. He brings in a ring of brisa. It's a very spare brisa. Yochanan says shlokas. The brisa is like this. Acholitz yivimtoin. Someone gives chalitza to yivimtoin. The case we gave. Shimon gave a chalitza to Reuben's wife. Because of a kitcha and he remakarasher who makes he dies. Shimon dies. Tzricha chalitza menachem. The brisa says he needs chalitza menachem. So Bishlom Yochanan is mamash like me. Bishlom did. I mean, chayv lavin in uchayv tzricha chalitza tzricha menachem. Because only us to the brothers us layiv. Ne? So it's not an erva. So it needs chalitza. It's only erva chayv lavin needs chalitza. Elul didach, but if you Rav Shlokish, you hold zechiyah karas and buy your chalitza. So Shlokish says back, but tameich emes seifa omad echem nachem the kitchen. So one of the brothers Levi goes and mekadosh this woman who fell the kitchen. After chalitza. Now Levi, after Shimon dies, Levi does kedusha on her. Right, does kedusha on her. This is karas. It's chayv lavim. Technically, it says in love klum. V'chayv alavin, and according to Rabbi Yechon, it's chayv alavin. The Rashi said chayv alavin. What?
It's
not chal. This is not chal. So it says v'chayv alavin, and my inel of klum. Why is not chal? Rabbi Yechon, you're so happy about the brisa. It's like you. But why was it found in seifa? Om Rav Sheshes seifa osnu Rav Akiva. The only inclusion turns to chayv alavin. Going to Rav Akiva, all inclusion turns to chayv alavin. So it comes out like this: the whole mishnah is chayv alavin, but the Rashi is rabbanon. And say for Rav Akiva. So yeah, it's listed. Divrei Rav Akiva on the klum. Say Divrei Rav Akiva on the klum. Why did it say like let's master? It's a kuliyama. So tomorrow kasha. It's taka kasha on this teretz. And really, right now we're stumped from this brisa because this brisa doesn't make sense. The ratio sounds like it's only a lav and it's teretz kedushin. The safest sounds like not teretz kedushin. So either it's Rav Akiva or it's chayav krisis. Something's going on over here. So really, kasha brisa shver and Met Hashem on tomorrow's blat. You're gonna have a mahalach to answer if you're a shlokish. And a mahalach to answer the free Rav Yechonon.